The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod. The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1981, the last crew of Soviet space station Salyut 6 lifted off. Cosmonauts Vladimir Kovalyonuk and Viktor Savinik blasted off to spend 75 days in orbit. This marked the first time since 1975 that American and Soviet manned spacecraft were operating in orbit simultaneously, as the first space shuttle flight took place during the crew's stay aboard the station. In 2003, the Hubble Space Telescope spotted a whole new kind of planet orbiting a star 150 light-years away, called a hot Jupiter. Planet 209458b is a gas giant like Jupiter, but it's locked into an orbit so close to its sun that its atmosphere is blasted into space by the solar wind. Orbiting its star at a distance of only 4 million miles, 209458b's year lasts half of an Earth week. In the unlikely event that anything is alive there, it's probably really busy. Born on this day in 1923, Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo astronaut Wally Schirra, and in 1925, Harry Harrison, the author of the Stainless Steel Rat novels, was born. And in 2015, the creator of the Discworld universe, author Terry Pratchett, died. In 1982, things were looking grim for the last human family. Williams Electronics released one of the toughest games to hit the arcades in the early 80s, Robotron 2084. With two joysticks, one for running and one for firing at the horde of robot assassins constantly closing in, Robotron messed with everyone's fight-or-flight instincts in a big way. If you're looking for friendlier androids...
Lal, how are you?
I am functioning within normal... I am fine, thank you.
Good. Guinan, Lal needs to observe human behavior.
Well, she's in the right place for it.
And for this opportunity, she is willing to provide services to assist you.
Father says I would learn a great deal from working with someone as old as you.
You're hired. The most important part about working someplace like this is the art of listening. I have some expertise, so I shall teach you.
That would be most beneficial.
I've been programmed with a listing of 1,412 known beverages.
What did you say?
I've been programmed with a listing of 1,400...
I've?
You have used a verbal contraction.
You said I've instead of I have.
It is a skill my program has never mastered.
Then I will desist.
No. You have exceeded my abilities. I do not object, but I do not understand how this has occurred.
The Star Trek The Next Generation episode The Offspring premiered on this date in 1990, and it was the first episode directed by Jonathan Frakes, who went on to direct episodes of the other Star Trek spin-offs, as well as the movies Star Trek First Contact and Star Trek Insurrection. And in 1992...
Mr. Flibble's very cross. You shouldn't have run away from him. What are we going to do with them, Mr. Flibble? We can't possibly do that. Who'd clear up the mess?
Mr. Flibble attacked as the Red Dwarf episode Quarantine premiered on BBC Two. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, thelogbook.com's over 500-page continuing guide to Doctor Who. Vorp 2 is now available in print or ebook form. Catch up on the 2012 and 2013 seasons, spin-off series such as Torchwood, The Sarah Jane Adventures and K-9, and the long-running audio adventures. You can pick up other original books, ebooks, and videos, and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Commencing escape pod landing procedure. The logbook.com escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.